Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Liberal theologians like John Shelby Spong and Leslie Weatherhead have attacked virtually every fundamental of the Christian faith. Bishop Spong has criticized the Bible as being full of contradictions. He has denied the virgin birth of Jesus Christ and his bodily resurrection. He approves a homosexual lifestyle and thinks we should not oppose individuals living together without being married, morally and spiritually. Bishop Spong ridicules and lampoons those who accept the Bible as the inerrant Word of God. When you encounter theologians or others who mount such vicious attacks against the Scriptures and its moral values, what should be your reaction as a believer in God and in His Word? Do we just roll over and play dead when nationally or internationally known writers and scholars destroy or seek to destroy the basis of our hope in Christ? Are we so cowardly or so poorly prepared that we do nothing? The Apostle Peter commanded Christians in every age, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man who asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." 1 Peter 3:15. My friends, there are answers, good, solid, scholarly answers, to every charge Bishop Spong and other theological liberals have aimed at the Word of God. Let me illustrate what I mean. Not many years ago, modernistic theologians and other enemies of the Bible accused the Bible writers of inventing some of the heathen nations which are mentioned in the Old Testament. The Hittites, which appear prominently in the Old Testament, were supposed to be the figment of some writer's imagination. The Hittites were thought to be a very strong argument against the Old Testament's historical trustworthiness. That is, until archaeologists uncovered a great amount of material in what is today modern Turkey. The scholars found hundreds of pieces of material, which proved beyond any doubt that the Hittites were a genuine people. The Bible was right. The critics were wrong. In the early part of this century, New Testament scholars insisted that the book of John was written in the second century of the Christian era. If that had been true, the Apostle John could not have written it. Fortunately, a fragment of the book of John was discovered in Egypt, which dated around 127 A.D. If the book were written in the middle or latter part of the second century, how could that fragment of John get down to Egypt by 127 A.D.? The critics had to take back water and admit they had been wrong. The reason I give you these two examples is to show that good answers can be supplied to the charges against the Bible. You may not have those answers readily available, but they can be found. There are hundreds of good books on archaeology, biblical criticism, the Dead Sea Scrolls available from reputable publishers. Besides, your preacher probably has many of the books which he would be more than happy to share with you if you have problems with biblical critics. Generally speaking, you probably will not encounter men and women who openly criticize the Scriptures. But you are likely to meet and talk with people who attack what churches of Christ teach on church membership, New Testament baptism, and other topics. You should also be prepared to address these topics to show why one must become a Christian in order to go to heaven. It will take considerable time and effort for you to be prepared to respond to the critics, but it may lead the critic to the Lord. Besides, it will strengthen your faith as you learn more about the Bible. There are so many people who need to be taught the Word of God. You have wonderful opportunities to teach them. I pray to God that you will prepare yourself and that you will present the gospel to the lost of the world. My friends, we thank you for listening, and may our Heavenly Father continue to bless you.